Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Being Well with Colleen. Well-being with Colleen, I should say. I'm so excited to tell you all about this great information I have today. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to be here. Our show today is to let you in on my secret. And my secret is the amazing healing benefits of essential oils. I'm talking about pure, therapeutic-grade essential oils here. And at the end of this show, I'm going to tell you what oil everyone should have in their first aid kit. My personal favorite that I carry everywhere I go. Today is Monday, April 6, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I'm a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Please check out my website at massagebycolleen.com for more information about what I do. This program today is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. That being said, let's talk about the amazing benefits of essential oils. If you've never tried them or never smelled them, you are in for such a treat. These little babies are my absolute favorite go-to remedy for just about everything that life throws at me. If I'm feeling run down, if I can't sleep, I get a cut, I have a headache, all the way to reducing inflammation, aiding in digestion, I use them for cooking, for cleaning, and for deodorizing the air in my house. You won't believe all the uses. I first fell in love with essential oils when I went to work at a healing center quite a few years ago. My boss would do raindrop therapy treatments, which I'm going to tell you about in a little while. And one of my jobs was to do the laundry. When I would empty those laundry bags at the end of the night, the smell was simply wonderful. The whole room smelled of this delicious mixture of the different oils that actually made me feel happy. That's when I knew I had to learn more about them. Today, I'm a board-certified massage therapist, and I incorporate aromatherapy into every one of my sessions. I use oils to scent the room, to make into massage oil, to apply to reflex points to induce healing. And I'm going to tell you today some simple things that you can make at home that will boost not only your mood, but your immune system. Before I go on, I want to tell you just some of the qualities of essential oils. They're made by taking the life force of a plant, using different methods to extract the oil. We all give off electrical energy. This energy was studied by Bruce. Now, I'm sorry, Bruce, I think I'm going to butcher your last name. Taino of Taino Technology, it's T-A-I-N-I-O, who developed equipment to measure the biofrequency of humans and foods. We were found to vibrate at an energy classified in megahertz. So I'm telling you this because I just want you to see how amazing the oils are. Our human brain measures in anywhere between 72 and 90 megahertz. Cold symptoms start at 58 megahertz. Cancer starts at 42, and death in our body begins at 25 megahertz. The food that we eat, of course, gives us energy and replaces these. So when they checked out the vibration of the foods, they found that processed foods has zero, that fresh produce has 15, dry herbs anywhere from 12 to 22 megahertz, and fresh herbs from 20 to 27. But are you ready for this? Essential oils vibrate at a megahertz beginning at 52. And one incredibly amazing oil vibrates at 320 megahertz. Yes, 320. And I'm going to tell you which one, so just hang on. All the oils have one or more of the following. They can be antioxidant. They can be regenerating, oxygenating. They're antiseptic, antibacterial, anti-cancerous, antifungal, anti-infectious, antispasmodic, anti-tumor, antiviral, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, antidepressant, antiparasitic. There's just so many, I can't even list them all. And every oil has more than one, not just one. That's why these little babies are so amazing. Essential oils are lipid-soluble, which means that they are capable of penetrating cell walls, even if they've hardened because of an oxygen deficiency. Now, an oxygen deficiency is what kills our cells. So the ability for these oils to get into those cells and help them reoxygenate is so healing to not just our any illnesses that we're suffering, but to every single cell in our body. And the essential oils can get into every cell within 20 minutes, and then they metabolize like any other nutrients that we ingest. So if you've never used oils, the biggest question is, where do I start? Because this was one of my problems years ago. I really wanted to be healthy. So I made it my birthday gift every year. I would go and get my physical. I would get all my shots, make sure I'm up to date on everything, my mammogram. I mean, I was even getting the flu shot, an pneumonia shot. But yet I was sick. I was strung out with depression. I was strung out with stress. I was catching colds. I was catching the flu every year. And I couldn't figure out, what can I do for my body to make myself better when I'm doing everything the doctor's saying? That's when I decided to try and figure out where to go. I didn't know anything about alternative healing. One day my girlfriend said to me, why don't you just go get a massage at this healing center? She's really good. She can tell you what you would need. Because I did look things up on the internet, and I read about color therapy, raindrop therapy, cupping, you name it, I read about it. But I couldn't figure out what I needed. So I wound up going for a massage, which was amazing. And then I left with a job. I started working at the healing center as the office manager. And there I learned all these wonderful things that oils do. And I got to smell these incredible oils. So what I did was I just found a smell that I loved. That's where you should start. It was easy for me because I worked in a healing center where I could smell all these things. But for you, it's as simple as going to a health food store or a supermarket, like where I live, the Whole Foods and I believe it's Wegmans have the essential oils out and open for you to smell them. Once you find the smell you love, you'll know it. So you can try a variety of different smells before you find the one that really appeals to you. Because to tell you quite honestly, I've worked with numerous oils, and there are some that I've smelled that are just awful. But for the most part, they're really, really great, uplifting. And just sniffing them really can raise your spirits. So let's see what some of these oils can do. So let's take peppermint, because peppermint's a beautiful smell. Most people do enjoy that. I put a couple of drops into an inhaler, and I keep it with me if I have to make a long drive. If I start to get tired, I take a sniff, and it wakes me right up. You could put one drop in a glass of water, and it aids in digestion. And you could mix a drop in your lotion and apply it to your feet, which gives you this really energetic feeling. There's a lot of uses for peppermint. And the reason that I say to put them in an inhaler, you can order them off the internet. It's super simple. Inhalers are one of the best ways to smell, to use essential oils with inhalation. You just put a couple drops on the little insert. You put it in your inhaler, carry it with you. I use several different ones for different things. I use my peppermint to keep me awake when I'm driving. I use my lavender if I just need to calm down if I'm feeling overwhelmed. And I use rosemary if I'm studying, because I do go back and take a lot of classes, and I always feel like I can't remember things. So I sniff the rosemary while I'm studying. So let's talk about lemongrass. Lemongrass is delicious. It's such a beautiful smell. I'm cooking with lemongrass now. I've had lemongrass beer when I was on vacation. But lemongrass essential oil is amazing. I had heard it kept mosquitoes away. So I thought, well, let me give this a try. We were going to Mexico for our honeymoon. This was 10 years ago. And they had really, really rainy season. And on the TripAdvisor, it said that, you know, they were having unusual amount of mosquitoes. So I took my lemongrass and I figured, well, let me give this a try and see if it really does work, because here's a test. Well, as soon as it would become dusk at the resort, these mosquitoes will come out in full force. You were literally attacked. If you were in the pool, whatever part of you that was sticking out of that water was covered in mosquitoes. So what I did, I took my body lotion and I put a drop of lemongrass oil in it. And I rubbed it all over my legs, any part that was showing. My legs, my arms, I even put a little bit in my hair. My husband and I would walk all around the resort at night, and we would watch everybody slapping themselves to get these mosquitoes off. None of the mosquitoes bothered us. That's when I knew, oh my gosh, this stuff really works. So for those of you just tuning in, You are listening to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking about essential oils and their amazing healing benefits. Now we're going to talk about sacred frankincense. This is one of my top three favorites that I do carry with me when I travel. Frankincense helps to reduce brain noise while enhancing calmness, which couldn't we all use that? It helps with allergies and bites, bronchitis. It helps with colds, headaches, high blood pressure, inflammation. The list goes on and on. The reason I tell you all this is because if you're interested in using essential oils to treat an illness, especially a chronic illness that you're suffering with, because chronic illness tends to bring on so much stress into our lives, which is a double whammy, I would strongly suggest that you find an aromatherapist or a naturopathic doctor that could help you pick just the right oils for you and tell you exactly how to use them. My purpose today is to introduce them to you, have you try different ones, and use them for basic methods, you know, such as the smelling and the putting in your bath, and maybe even for cooking if you're using the pure therapeutic grades. But sacred frankincense and frankincense oils, they go beyond the blood-brain barrier, so they are capable of fighting the viruses and bacteria that are stored in our system. And this oil has 52 references in the Bible, so it's been around for a long time. I personally use it every single day. One way I use frankincense is I mix one drop in a dime-sized amount of my face lotion, and I put it on at night to keep the wrinkles away. And I don't know, but I think it's working. I've actually used the frankincense as suppositories for a respiratory illness that I was suffering. I don't suggest that you do that without seeking out a naturopathic doctor. But I'm just explaining to you some of the ways that this does work. I put a couple drops on my chest before I use my castor oil compresses, which I talked about in a previous show. Castor oil compresses are a natural way of healing. So my top three oils, oh my gosh, frankincense. How about rose? Rose is not definitely in the top three. This one is truly amazing. I can't even tell you enough about rose oil. When you open that jar and smell it, you'll understand why the roses are the symbol of love. This is one that vibrates at 320 megahertz. It is the only oil that vibrates that high. It is my ultimate favorite, but I can't really recommend this to everyone to keep in your home because the price really is beyond most people's pocketbook. To make pure therapeutic grade rose oil, take 60 roses to make one drop. Is that incredible? 60,000 roses to make 1 ounce. So you can see why this oil is very commonly cut with synthetic products to produce a higher yield at a lower price. Rose oil enhances the frequency of every cell in your body, bringing balance and harmony into your body. If you're going to use a rose oil therapeutically, make sure you get a therapeutic brand. If you're only going to use it to scent your home or to make a perfume, you can buy the ones that are cut with synthetics. I never recommend that. Once I've smelled the oil, it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely. So, again, I strongly caution anyone who's going to be working with essential oils to do your research, seek out an aromatherapist. There are some truly remarkable ones. There's some books on the subject. My favorite book is The Reference Guide to Essential Oils, written by Connie and Alan Higley. This is the book that I refer to often. I also suggest that you purchase high-quality oils, only if you're going to be using them therapeutically. And you can use them in open cuts. You can ingest them and use them as suppositories if you seek out a holistic healer. The oils sold at the supermarket are just fine if you're going to be using them on cotton balls to infuse in the air or to clean with. When I clean out my drawers, I put a couple of drops of peppermint on a cotton ball and place one in every drawer. It makes your clothes smell delicious and keeps out the creepy crawlers. And when the smell goes away, you just apply another drop onto your cotton ball. Super simple. So let's talk about the oil that you're going to pick out. When you find your favorite one, what ways are you going to use this? You can apply them directly. Now, that's, again, if you're using high quality. Some oils you can't use neat, which is directly. You need to apply them with a carrier oil. And all a carrier oil is an oil that you mix with essential oil, so it's not as strong. They're very simple. You don't need to buy anything special. I use vegan organic coconut oil. It's my favorite. I use it for multiple purposes. Let me see what else I use. Hello and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. I am so sorry I got disconnected from my own show. You're listening to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. Today we are talking about essential oils. So if you've missed anything, please feel free to check out my website, massagebycolleen.com. There you can find all my contact information. Please feel free to call me, email me directly. I will answer any questions that you may have. I'm going to try and catch up to where we were. I think we were talking about the oil that you just picked out. I'm not sure when I got disconnected from my call. So let's talk about, let's just say, for instance, that you picked out oregano. Now, that's your favorite oil. Now, it wouldn't be mine because it's very strong, and you cannot use that neat on your body because it can cause some burning. So definitely dilute it with your carrier oil. Your carrier oil can be the coconut oil, like I spoke of. It can be an olive oil. It could be sesame oil. It could be grapeseed oil. You don't need to buy anything specific for that. So I've just learned to pick out my favorite carrier oil, try them all, see what works best for you. Add your essential oil to the oil, and then apply it to your body. You can make so many things. Oregano is really good to cook with. You could put one drop in your sauce. Oregano is really good for pulling out viruses and bacteria from your body that are stored along your spine. Oregano is really good to help with pain. When I do use that, I like to mix it with other oils because the smell is very strong. You can use lavender. You can use frankincense. You can make them into perfumes by mixing them with water and alcohol. I'm going to tell you how to do that in a few minutes. You can make hot or cold compresses. Simply fill a bowl of either hot or cold water. Put one or two drops of essential oil in the water. Place a rag in it. Wring it out real good. And put that on any area that you're trying to treat. I've even treated my eyes when I had a sty on my eye. Just be careful not to get the oil into your eye because it does burn. I talked about making inhalers. You can use a cotton ball. Place your oil on a cotton ball, stick it in a plastic bag, and carry it with you. Works great, especially if you're going into class. Like I said, the rosemary peppermint helps you remember. I take mine on airplane. I put lavender. It helps me relax. There's so many things. You could put a drop in a hot water and smell the vapor. You can put it in your bath water, add it to your shower gel, your body spray. You can use it in your dishwasher. You can put it in your washing machine. I put a couple drops on a cloth and toss it in the dryer. You could put lemon or spruce on a dust rag, polish your furniture. You could put 10 drops of thyme in a water bottle. It helps clean and disinfect. And so does lemon. Lemon is great for that. You can cook with them. Basil, oregano, thyme is just a few. You can make a mouthwash. I use clove for that, but it can be very hot, so you need to mix it with a lot of water, and I strongly recommend you don't give it to children. When you're working with essential oils around children, I find it's best not to place it directly on their body. You could diffuse it into the room that they're in. If you're making even the mosquito spray, spray it on their clothing or on their stroller to keep the mosquitoes away. Don't spray anything directly on a child under 2 years of age. I prefer not to use oils on children under 6. That's just me. All oils are different, but you can always diffuse them in the room the child's in, not directly on them. So I use my oils every day for everything. My favorite way of using it is a raindrop therapy. This combines the essential oils with two very powerful healing techniques, massage, which is manual manipulation, and acupressure points. It's the application of 9 specific oils dropped along the length of your spine, which causes a tremendous boost to the immune system because it releases toxins and kills viruses and bacteria that are stored, that have accumulated through your lifetime along your spine. Sessions can last between 45 minutes to an hour, but the effects of these oils work in the body for up to a week or more. The results include energy alignment, stress relief, system balancing, a deep relaxation, and, of course, a great immune boost. Most of my clients tell me that they have the best night's sleep at night. Raindrop therapy is recommended 4 times a year for general wellness and weekly for chronic illnesses. If you'd like to experience a range of therapy or learn how to apply this powerful immune-boosting technique for your family, please check out my website, massagebycolleen.com, and find out more about it. The oils in a range of therapy that are used are valor, oregano, thyme, cypress, wintergreen, basil, peppermint, marjoram, aroma says. Oh my gosh, these are amazing, and you don't need to just use them for a range of therapy. You can incorporate them into so many other uses for your family. Valor, this oil balances the electrical energies within the body, creating an environment for structural alignment. It can help you build courage and confidence and self-esteem. I've used this for many years. When my children were little, I used to rub a drop on the bottoms of their feet before they would go to school or before they would go to bed, and it really helped them in times when they didn't have the self-confidence, self-esteem, and they were having troubles either with school or with classmates. It was wonderful. This is one of my favorite remedies, or my favorite recipes, I should say. Take a 4-ounce glass spray bottle. It has to be glass because essential oils will eat through plastic. Take your favorite oil that you're using. For this recipe, I strongly recommend an uplifting or a relaxing calming oil, such as lavender, maybe one of the citruses, maybe a white angelica. That's so beautiful. You take 7 parts of filtered water to 1 part of witch hazel. You mix that together. Then you drop in about 7 drops of your favorite oil. Shake it up, and then you can spray it. I use mine. I spray it on my face, on my neck, on my chest, my pillows. I put it on my massage table before my clients arrive, and I spray it in the air over top when we're finished. This makes a beautiful gift for someone. If you are using a citrus oil, they're very uplifting, but do not spray it on your body if you're going in the sun because they are photosensitive. You can make a massage oil for yourself. Take 1 or 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or any of the other carrier oils and add a few drops of essential oil, and you can use it all over your body. They're very uplifting. They're very calming. You can do a little massage on your feet before you go to sleep at night to help you sleep. I love one of my favorite oils that I make for my clients because I have a lot of stressed out people in my life. I was one of them. I take 4 ounces of jojoba oil. I don't know how you say it correctly. I diffuse 1 vanilla bean. I cut the vanilla bean in half, cut it open, stick it in the oil, and I let it infuse for up to 4 weeks. I take the vanilla out and I add orange essential oil. I add about 10 to 12 drops, shake it out real good. And that's what I use as a massage oil to help people who are truly stressed out and need to relax. So if you haven't guessed by now what my favorite oil is that everyone should have in their first aid kit, it's lavender. The saying with aromatherapists is, when in doubt, use lavender. Lavender can be uplifting when you're feeling down. It can be relaxing if you're feeling frazzled. It can be applied to your temples along with peppermint to reduce headache. It can be applied to a cotton ball and placed under your pillow to help you sleep. And get this, it can even be dropped into open cuts and wounds to assist healing. It could be rubbed over scars, which helps reduce the hardening in that area. Lavender is amazing. It has so many qualities. It's anticoagulant, anticonvulsive, antidepressant. I can go on and on. It helps with anxiety, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, cold sores, depression, high blood pressure, insect bites. I can go on and on. Every year for Christmas, I give each of my children a bottle of lavender essential oil in their stocking. Even my grandkids ask for it if they get a cut. Now, be careful putting it on a cut for yourself. For some people, they may experience a burning. I do not. No one I've used it on has. Whenever I do get a paper cut, I apply it directly. One time I had put my hand on the stove, not that long ago, and I had a glass cooktop, and I didn't notice that the burner was still hot. All of the pads of my fingers got burned. So I immediately, of course, ran to the hot, cold water. You know, I put the water on it and thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I have so many appointments this week. So I went and I dripped the lavender oil directly on. And then I noticed that I had the vitamin D oil on the shelf. So I combined the two. And I made a lotion out of the vitamin D oil and lavender oil. I applied it all over my hands. I reapplied it before I went to bed and the next morning and the next afternoon. My hands never blistered up and burst open. To me, it was incredible because I've never had that. I do tend to burn myself quite often when I'm cooking, and this was the first time that I had done that, and it really, really worked. Before I end this half hour, I just want to take a minute to ask you to shut your eyes to take a deep breath and to feel your body relax. Before we get back to our schedule for today, I want to fill this moment with positive energy. Feel that energy as it penetrates into every cell in your body. Let it fill you. Feel that energy flowing through you into your family, your loved ones, your friends. Feel it flowing into your home, your workplace, your community, our world. Feel the peace. I hope that you'll tune into my next show on Monday, May 4th at 12 noon. We'll be talking about the healing benefits of honey. Honey is truly one of nature's miracles. Tune in and learn which honey can help heal wounds, and even one honey that's being tested to treat MRSA. And at the end of the show, we'll be talking about one specific essential oil, its benefits, and how you can use it in your life for your self-healing and your family. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I truly hope that you enjoyed this show and that you will take something from this half hour and apply it to your own life. Until next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. Namaste.